for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bill Bellamy is our guest tonight. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, by the way. Bill's your mic work?
I think so. I'm coming in clear, huh?
Loud and clear.
No doubt.
Bill, it's been a while.
Yeah, man, I haven't seen you almost 2 years, man. That ain't right.
No. That ain't right.
That is not right, man. We're family, baby. We go back.
Yeah.
We got history.
Yeah, and we're going to go forward, too.
Yeah, we got to go forward. We got to keep it moving.
Yeah, tonight, for instance, my headphones are cutting in and out, so I got to apologize to you. But Bill does Fastlane, which is a show I really enjoy. And I know it's a... You know, it's got a little tongue-in-cheek in it. It's a little corny.
Yeah, I mean, a little corny.
A little Fast and Furious.
But a little sexy. A little cool.
Yeah, but listen, I love
Tiffany.
That show. I love that show. A lot of guys walking in slow motion. A lot of guys
for
talking
no reason.
Tough. For no reason. A lot of guys crashing nice cars.
It's sort of the violent version of frolicking.
Yeah.
It's violence answer to frolic.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah. I like that,
Baywatch.
Doc. Way to go, Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bill, by the way, is going to be down at the Irvine Improv this week, which is starting tomorrow, 8:30.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night, Thursday through Sunday, actually.
Thursday through Sunday. Two shows on Friday and Saturday, and then one coming up tomorrow and one on Sunday.
Yeah.
How do you like doing the stand-up?
Oh, I love it, man. I mean, it's just been a part of my career ever since I started. I was always, you know, I started out as a comedian, started to, you know, add all these different pieces to my portfolio of talent.
Mm-hmm.
But I just always love it. And I got about 20 cities I'm doing this summer. And I got some time off. I'm going for it, man. And I got a lot of new material, so I'm going to have a good time. And a lot of the Fastlane fans and MTV fans, they come out, check me out. And it's almost like I feel like I got a whole bunch of friends everywhere. You know what I mean?
That's nice.
A lot of people that grew up with me. I just recently ran into someone who was like maybe 14 at the time when I was on MTV every day. And now they're like 19, 20. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we do that same thing.
Except they're like 30.
They're in their 60s, yeah.
You're like, I used to listen to you.
Yeah, it's horrible. They do it this radio show. Well, Drew's been on this radio show for, out here in L.A.
Today's Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 20 years.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. 20 years out here.
Strong. He still look good, too.
Yeah.
Holding
solid.
It down. No pot belly, no nothing.
No.
Drinking water. I love it.
He's a man of exquisite passion. It keeps keeps his weight down. I'm looking at something here that I must have talked about before, but you are Shaq's cousin?
Yeah.
I had no idea of that.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. People trip out about that, but, I mean, it's the biggest cousin I got. You know, he's a big dude, you know, usually eat up all the food. always been big.
Did you know him when you were a kid?
Yeah, but see, what happened was he did a lot of traveling as a kid. You know, he was moving around in the military and stuff like that.
Right, because his dad was in the military?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're from Newark, right?
Yeah.
And
so he was there for a little while, but then they moved to San Antonio, then they moved here, then they moved there.
That's
know.
Kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Given tonight's basketball game.
I know, right?
and you guys are about the same age?
Yeah. Well, I'm 2 years, 3 years older than him.
3 years older than him.
Yeah. And
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but he got more money.
Yeah, but that's still cool. I mean, you hang out with him and
yeah,
stuff, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. He just had a little baby.
Well, who's brother or sister? Who's related to one of your parents?
My mom.
Mom's
cousin.
Sister.
My mom's cousin. My mom and his mom are cousins.
So he's your second cousin,
mm-hmm.
Like?
Yeah.
I gotta be
my
honest.
My big-ass cousin.
I don't want this to sound racist, but to the white man, we think of all the brothers as cousins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We like, all relate. That's why we brothers. What's that? That's
cousin.
My boy right there.
Yeah, that's my boy. It's my cousin.
That's my
and
homie.
Stuff like that. Yeah. We just, it's not impressive to us.
No, right.
It's just like.
White guys don't do that?
Yeah.
That's my dude.
No, we don't do that.
It's my dude.
You could tell
it's
me.
My bud.
Everyone,
my bud.
Everyone on the Lakers was related to each other, and I'd be like, yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Makes
I can
sense.
See that somehow.
Yeah, like every black guy on the Lakers is related, and they're all related to Eddie Murphy. And I go, yeah, okay. Sounds about right.
It's cool. Somehow.
Yeah, but we're colorblind. No, actually, all we see is color.
Right.
It's just the opposite. But that's a good thing.
It's not bad.
No. Now, what were we talking about, Drew? Oh, yeah, what about Fastlane? Is that coming back?
Man, we just got the word that we won't be coming back this season.
Oh.
But they're going to be playing it all summer.
Travesty.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's kind of an expensive show to do.
Very expensive show. Quite expensive. A lot of stunts we did.
Every episode looked like a movie.
Yeah, I think we were spending quite a few ducats per week, but I think it showed on the screen. I think the people responded to it. A lot of the fans are upset. I mean, if you check out the website, it's crazy because I think that we were building our momentum just as we're coming into the last four, maybe six episodes going in. Because they stopped us a couple of times during the courses.
Might it show up somewhere else or get picked up in some other venue?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. That's why I encourage all the people who are listening now. To watch it. Watch it now because the ratings count. They always count. And it's all about numbers on TV.
It'll go WB.
Huh?
It'll show up on the WB.
You think they will? Yeah, well, they own the show. Yeah. They own the show. But right now they're playing it on Fox all summer.
Well, I was a fan. I enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
And I liked that. Everyone looked good. Everything looked good. And lots of cars.
Lots of hot cars too, man. Old
hot
school,
chicks.
New school.
Yeah. GT40 at the beginning, lots of Cobras. Wow. Yeah, the GT40 was painted up like the Golf car. Too.
I was in a half a million dollar car. It was like a 1956 300 SL, something with the gold wings.
Yeah.
I have never seen anything that looked like a piece of art. Every detail this guy had this car, it was just like impeccable. I mean,
yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what happened. Like, that car was in the 50s. It was all tubular framed, and it was skinned with aluminum.
Right.
240 horsepower, straight six. It was turned over on a slant, independent. Everything sounds beautiful. And then for the next 40 years, they just made crappy cars.
Well, it was old. Therefore, it was bad, so we can't do what they did
in
the 50s.
But that was
crazy thinking. They did in the 50s? Bad.
Yeah.
Old. Can't
Gotta
do it.
Gotta be new.
Gotta be new.
Got to be
new.
New in plastic.
And disposable.
Yeah, and I always wonder, I always think about it, like when you think about these cars, like it's amazing. I don't know why you just got to go through life torturing yourself, but in the first episode you had that GT40 and it was that golf car. I mean, it was a replica, I'm sure, because the real car is probably $7-8 million. But these Ferraris, these GT40s, after they were done racing in the late 60s, they were worthless. They couldn't give them away because they weren't street cars and they weren't good for the track anymore because that was 5 years ago. They'd sell them for $4,500, $5,000, something like that. Now they're into the millions, $3-5 million. You know, how do you know which cars? What
That's
do you buy
what I'm
now?
I'm trying to think, man. Like, the funniest thing was my buddy was over at my house today and I pulled out the old Sega Genesis. Now, the
$5 million.
I'm thinking, how hard is it going to be able to get a Sega Genesis? I'm talking where it says 16-bit in another 5 years, 10 years. It's going to be hard to get. What is that thing, like a car right now, that we can get right now? Hyundai XL. No.
I have.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I have no idea. Only thing I
that
can
will
think
be rare.
Of, only thing I can think of is one day, you know, like only thing I can think to buy. Although I still never do it because people are like, well, you buy this, you give it to your grandkids. And I'm always like, F them.
Right.
My grandparents are giving me squat.
No.
I want something for myself. I need something that's gonna make me rich in about 16 months.
Right.
But, you know, you look at the Vegas Strip, all right, and you see how Vegas is starting to bleed toward the county line, toward Nevada.
Towards California.
Yeah, there used to be you'd cross into Nevada, you'd be
desert.
Be 40 miles of nothing,
desert,
and then you get to Vegas.
Right.
Now it's all starting to fill in.
Yes,
in between.
It is.
Somewhere in there along that road, it wouldn't be a bad idea to start buying land in that area.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
right? But again, for the grandkids, who we don't care about. John?
Hey, guys, love the show.
You're 25?
Hey, what's up?
What's
yes,
up?
I am. Sorry, Bill, about the show. You better be telling your cousin Shaq to hit the weight room instead of the dinner buffet.
I know. I'm trying to get him to walk up some hills and do something.
That's right. Man, I was just listening to the Jimmy Kimmel show tonight, and Adam, your boy, ratted you out. He let it out that you've been stealing the cable, man. What's going on?
What?
You're making good money.
What?
Yeah. The cable's only $14.
Oh, you mean you used to do that
what
in the hotel, right?
Well, I used to, Jimmy and I used to steal the porn in the hotel by bringing needle nose pliers and swapping around the different cables behind the set and moving the coax and everything like that.
Right.
But the problem is once you put it on the porn station, you had to leave it on the porn station. So you'd be watching porn for 24 hours. Oh, you had to get a universal remote, too, and pack that with you.
Oh, so you had to really do some things.
Would have been cheaper just to actually hire prostitutes to actually perform sexually in front of you by the time we were done. Yeah, but it felt good. Felt like we were stealing something.
Right.
Is that what he's talking about?
No, I'll tell you what he's talking about. I don't even know if I should talk about
it. Well, Jimmy just talked about it on national television.
All right, well, here's what happened. I moved into my house like
You tapped into the cable.
7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And my buddy, the Wheeze, went and hooked something up.
Made it happen for you.
Made it happen. And he just went and flipped something and hooked something. And I was like, yeah, all right. So now I had cable. And then the thing went out like 2 weeks ago. And my wife called the cable company to complain. And I was like, I had to backhand her.
Straight through the kitchen.
Yeah. And I was like, what are you thinking? So she's like, so now she sent the guys out. She had the guys coming out to fix it, you know?
Oh, my God.
And so I had to hide in the bedroom tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, this morning. I heard them walking around. I said to them, listen, tell them you moved in 6 months ago. You don't know anything about anything.
Right.
And just tell them it's not working. That's all you need to know.
Right.
So she told them that. And I sat in the bedroom cowering. This where I could hear them walking around and stuff. I just sat there with the door closed waiting for them to leave. So
you got to get the satellite.
I got the satellite. I just need them both, Drew.
Oh, my God.
Please. Anyway.
Give me a little money.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. The point is, it's not really stealing when you don't steal it yourself. You know what I'm saying? You just watch it.
Commission is as bad as omission.
No, it is not. You're lucky I don't know what either one of those words mean. Ingrid?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, Ingrid. You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
I have a 3.5-month-old baby, or almost 4 months old. She was born February 21st.
You're 16, all right.
Yeah, and, in the beginning I thought I would do okay, but I've lately just felt I cannot be a mom, and I feel terrible, but I just cannot stand this.
All right. How about adoption?
Yeah, before you abuse the child, to get her to somebody who can take care of her.
Well, I don't want to be a bad mom by giving it away, and I just don't know how I just do it. I mean...
Listen, in California, do they have a law that you can go to a fire station and just drop a baby off?
Really?
No questions asked.
I couldn't do that.
They even have an overnight chute, I think.
They have a...
It's locked up.
It's used for laundry at certain times, but yes.
Really?
Yeah, you can drop it up, no questions asked, and they will get it to adoption services.
Really?
I don't know. She's in Virginia. I don't know what that state's got.
Where'd you hear about that?
On a PSA on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Edward James almost laying that one down?
No, a female. An unidentified
Rita Moreno?
Boy.
Had to be a Mexican. Come on. Let's be honest. That's what we're talking about here, right?
What's the Puerto Rican, what's her name? Rosie.
All right, shut up, Drew. Right. We don't have Puerto Ricans here.
You didn't.
So, Ingrid.
Yeah.
So, Ingrid, you need to not abuse this child by being unable and overwhelmed as a mom.
I don't want to do because...
You need to get her to parents.
But what about my boyfriend? Because he left, and I'm afraid he's going to come back and be like, where's the baby? I mean, he had given me, like... It's, like, totally fallen apart in the past.
Okay, listen. Ingrid, you give the kid to the Child Protective Services, put up for adoption.
Yeah.
And tell your boyfriend to relax. Tell him you threw him out with the bathwater.
Oh, please.
Well, he won't care. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot.
Do you have any parental help, you know, maybe your parents, his parents, somebody can help you guys out?
My dad had been giving me money, and then a month ago he, like, literally disappeared.
Dad. So you don't have the men in your life do that.
Right. Are you out on your own? Like, do you guys, like, live in an apartment or something like that?
No. He lived with his family.
And you?
And, I sort of live with my mom. She's
sort of
all over the place.
What would your mom think about you giving the kid up for adoption?
Yeah, she hasn't really shown much.
All right. So your family screwed up.
Well,
this is perfect. It's perfect.
You have to do this, Ingrid. You know it.
And what about your boyfriend? Where is he?
Who cares?
When I got pregnant, he was nicer to me than he'd ever been. Because what happened was, I get a very regular period, and...
All right, listen, hold on. Where is your boyfriend?
He stopped picking up his phone and wasn't at his house a month ago.
Oh, so he's kind of AWOL.
He has relinquished his rights.
All right, so he's not going to complain. Yeah. I thought he went out to the corner to get a pack of butts or something. The kid was going to be gone when he got back, but he's been gone for months.
Oh, well, I'm all...
Okay, fine. He doesn't want anything to do with you or the kid. He's an idiot.
All right,
listen, I know it's difficult. Here's the deal.
No, you're right. I don't want my baby to be...
Right, look, here's the deal, Ingrid. You have a very difficult decision to make that's going to be very painful in the next coming days and weeks.
That's what I'm going to scar the baby by giving it away.
No, you'll scar the baby by keeping the baby.
That's how you're going
to
scar it.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
So what do I do?
My parents
get
me.
Call Child Protective Services, call Social Services.
How do I get to them? I'm sorry.
Just get all information.
Ask for Child Protective Services.
What's that?
I just give it?
Yeah, tell me you want to talk about adoption.
It's giving up a child for adoption. That's right.
Oh, Drew, wouldn't it be crazy if there was some mix-up and she got another kid?
I want to talk about
drop the kid out.
Oh, man.
But Ingrid, I thought you wanted to...
Oh, no.
Here's two kids.
Oh, yeah.
We got retarded twins. Here you go. They just kept dropping kids off.
I understand this is very difficult,
That's
but
funny.
You've got to make the decision on behalf of the child, not your feelings, unfortunately.
That's right. Okay.
That's a toughie.
True. When did you find out about the fire station?
I meant to bring it up with you. I was driving in here a couple nights ago, and I thought, wow, that is incredible.
I think I did hear something about that, too, and I was like, wow. I mean, no questions asked.
No questions asked.
That's like the coolest thing, because nobody's like, you know, come back here or whatever. I mean, if that's the only thing you think to do.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? When I have kids, I'm going to take advantage of that for, like, long weekends.
Yeah, come back and pick them up.
I'm heading off to the 170 freeway. I slide in. I drop the kid off. And I just come back, like, two days later, like,
hey, man.
I won't tell them I'm coming back.
Oh.
I just show up. Right. Hey, man, I made a mistake.
My bad.
Yeah, you've been feeding him? Cool.
Just changed
his diaper?
Yeah.
Cool, thanks.
Thanks for the new stroller.
You want me to sign something? A little man show thing? Thank you. Listen, how's Labor Day look for you guys? Because we're thinking of going out of town again.
Going to Santa Barbara for
a few days. Long weekend. trying to rekindle the flame. We don't need a kid yapping in the background. Yeah, meanwhile, the kid gets to slide down the pole and play with the Dalmatian and everything.
Oh, that's hot. It's got to be a great weekend.
Yeah, you couldn't complain as a kid. Jackson, ring the bell.
Hello?
There's got to be a bell somewhere.
Jackson.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up?
Today I smelt a 15 hobo power.
Oh, we better tell Bill what we're talking about. What we're talking about, Bill Bellamy here tonight, by the way, going to be at the Irvine Improv this weekend, starting tomorrow. Hobo Power is a unit of stink measurement that I'm trying to get started.
Right.
Meaning we have no unit of stink. You know, we have miles per hour and horsepower and BTUs and all that kilowatts and everything, but no actual unit of measurement we can give to stink other than people go like... funky or stinky or extra stinky, but I'm talking about, you know, saying the difference between a 300 horsepower car and a 150 horsepower car.
You know exactly what they're talking
about. This is hobo power.
Hobo.
15 hobo powers is like 15 hobos.
That's two.
You see what I'm saying?
Smashed together.
In a freight car on a hot day.
Right.
Woo!
So
what
Jackson,
would be gangsta hobo? Like just 100.
100, you die.
No, 100 is theoretic. It doesn't really exist in nature.
No one's ever existed.
It's theoretic. It's like absolute zero. Okay. It might exist in nature. We can't prove it.
Right. Infinite hobo.
You pass out after 50, so we don't know.
Okay. Well, you vomit, then you pass out.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, you experienced 15 hobo power?
Yes.
What happened?
They were Korean pickled eggs that someone burped up.
Oh. So they ate Korean pickled eggs and belched in your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I think you need that.
That's up there.
The whole side of your face must be burnt.
Yeah, that's up there. But, you know, I've had guys belch in my face, and it's more egregious than a fart.
Yeah.
It's worse. It's more personal. It's like, not only did they stink, but it's like you made out with them or something. It's kind of weird. You're gay and nauseated.
Well, and you taste it almost. You know?
Yeah, you taste
it. Yeah.
And they will sometimes, if the guy's cruel enough, will get up in your face and do that.
And it's bad without having that putrid smell. You know, without the poop smell.
Yeah.
It's still bad.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like a teaspoon away from that.
Yeah.
From doo-doo.
Hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I could see that being in the 15 realm.
Yeah, it singed my eyebrows off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's a tough day for you.
Yeah, thank you. And I have also another question.
Yeah.
My stepdad, Professor Saltzman at LA Valley College, he said he was your psychology teacher some years ago.
Could have been, yeah. I'll go with that.
Really? You took a psychology class?
Yeah, what else I got
to
do?
Ask your father if he came to any classes other than the first and the last one.
Right. Yeah, I do remember your stepdad. He is a sort of nondescript-looking white guy that's like a sweater and a... He looks like every junior college teacher I've ever seen. Right? He's real plain-looking?
Yeah, real plain-looking.
He's a nice guy, though, right?
Yeah, very nice.
All right. Well, good times.
Thank you.
Explain the hobo power theorem to him.
Didn't he have something disparaging to say about Adam?
No, he just remembered having him in the class.
Yeah. I seem to remember that guy saying, the only thing I remember about that class is he said it's impossible for people. He was making this point where he said, you can control your blinking. You can not blink if you want, but it's impossible not to blink for 10 minutes or 5 minutes or something like that. And I said, yeah, I can not blink for 10 minutes. And he said, no, you can't. And we stopped the whole class. And I stared at the wall for 10 minutes while everyone stared at my eyes to see if I'd blink, and I didn't blink.
Did he start burning?
I didn't blink. Never did.
So what was his rejoinder?
I don't know what it was. I don't know what a rejoinder is.
What was his comeback after you?
Oh, I see.
How's Doc always using these big words on us?
He's trying to make us feel stupid. We'll get him, though. We'll give him a little hobo power.
Yeah.
Do a little tag team hobo on his ad.
Blow out the frames in his glasses.
We'll go hobo on his ass. I don't know what he said. Hey, Ben?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yep.
What's up?
I have this girl that we've been friends for like 5-6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly I started to like her a bit more than just that. Mm-hmm. And she just wants to be friends.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, and that's that.
Yeah, if she wants that, you can't talk her out of it now.
I was just wondering if there's anything I could do anyway.
Well, you could do it. You could slow walk her down. I mean, you could be her friend and like act like you don't really like her, though.
Does she have anybody she competes with?
Does she have a boyfriend?
Not currently. She just broke up with a guy that she was dating.
I think you got two. You got two possible avenues here. Mm-hmm. One is the Bill slow walk one.
Take your time.
You become her friend, and then you just start talking about her friends and how hot these other girls are and that kind of stuff. Or you take her camping and juice her up.
No, what you do, you be her friend. Be her friend right now because she just broke up with someone.
Right.
You just slowly become her friend, like, you know, real nice, be there for her, talk to her.
So the next time she breaks up, you'll be there to pounce.
No. Because then you hit the booty while she's going over the next dude. She's still, you know, still uptight over the other dude. You can slip in and get the booty.
But they're just friends.
She's upset right now.
But you have to already be a friend at that point. He said he is.
He's been friends for like years.
She comes to cry on his shoulder. This is what guys wait for this moment.
I don't know, baby, but turn around.
No, what you got to do, is go camping.
Why do you think camping's going to do it, man?
I'm telling you, get a woman out in the woods with a few lucky loggers, and you're in. You are in. Ben, what you got to do is become her friend or hang out with her, like Bill says, and just talk about her friends and other girls you're interested in. She'll get weird and unsettled and jealous and stuff and want to know what's wrong with her, right? That's all it takes with women.
There it is.
So, I mean, like, that would never work on a guy. If you were with some chick who was a friend of yours, and she was short and squatty and unattractive, and she was just talking about one of your buddies, like, I think Chris is so cute. You'd be like, have at him, baby.
Yeah.
Have at him. I'll give you a condom and a moist towel.
There it is.
Here's 20 bucks for some scotch. Just
make it happen.
Have at it. Make it happen. Just don't tell me nothing.
Don't
I don't want to hear
nothing.
But women would be like, wonder why he's talking about Chris.
So
you know,
much.
Why? Yeah, talking about this, talking about, I wonder why he's not talking about me. And you could generate a little interest that way.
Women, you know what's funny? Most women, when you go after them, they don't want you. When you act like you're not interested, here they come.
Opposites
are attractive.
It would be an interesting thing to sit down and try to figure out, because we do have this all the time, Drew. We have all these guys who get put in the friend category.
And we
always just tell them, forget it. There's no way out. Start fresh with a new chick.
Yep. Yeah, start over.
But, and that's true, but what would your only possible one or two angles be if you were firmly in Friendville?
Something.
Yeah, and I think sort of a little that cold shoulder, asking about their friends.
What about just making a move?
Showing interest in other girls.
But then you could blow the friendship if you make.
Oh, they don't care about that anyway.
Don't care about that.
All right.
No. This is the problem. This is the unfortunate part about women who.
Hold on a second. What's Bill talking about? Blow the friendship. You're only friends because you're trying to get laid in the first place.
Well, what I'm saying is then you can't even be. You get kicked out of the friend zone because you try to go get the booty, and then she's like, "We're just friends. Oh, how could you do that?" And then it gets all weird after that. After you cross that line.
True. You can't go with the bum rush. I agree. You can't. And start wearing them down by talking about
their
friends
down slowly.
And stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, and you just start talking about animals and pets and how much you love kittens and stuff and their friends. Like, you're like, what I got to do is I got to pick me up a kitten and bang your best friend. Those are my two goals in life. And eventually she'll start getting horny for you. Bill Bellamy here. Going to be at the Irvine Improv Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, too.
Thank you.
Two shows Friday, Saturday.
Irvine, California.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Bill Bellamy is our guest tonight.
In the house.
Drew, be quiet. We know he's here.
Say in the hizzy.
In the hizzy for shizzy.
Bill is going to be at the Irvine Improv coming up tomorrow night. And then on Friday night, Saturday night, and then
and
Sunday.
Yeah.
Two shows Friday
Beautiful
and Saturday.
Beautiful club, by the way, for all the people that are in L.A. or down in Orange County. It is absolutely one of the premier places to go out for dinner, watch a great show. You can go to the movies. You can do all kinds of stuff down there in Irvine.
Yeah, Irvine's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty. Clean? It's clean.
I went to a gas station there once, and it was, like, manicured.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy how clean it is down there?
Sparkling clean.
Yeah, like, it struck me, like, gas stations out in L.A. just got some crazy guy from the Middle East who's giving you the stink eye through 8 inches of glass, who's throwing a Snickers bar and change at you.
Yeah.
And it just, squeegees with the handles broken off and dirty water. But Irvine, they had planters with putting green type lawns on it.
Yeah, in front of the gas station.
The other thing is the streets are
just 70 miles wide.
Hugely wide.
Yeah.
No traffic.
Everything's wide.
You throw a cigarette butt out the window, SWAT teams called in.
Helicopter.
Take you down. Yeah. It's weird. It's kind of sterile, but it's like in a good way.
Yeah. It's like Pleasantville in a way, somehow.
Yeah. It's not a bad. That's a good place you'd like to break down. Like if your car broke down.
Oh, somebody's going to help you.
Irvine be a good place. If not.
Pick up that wrench, buddy.
If not, you just sleep right on the ground. It's cleaner in your bed. And there's no crime. All right, let's talk to Michelle, who's 18. Michelle?
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi. Okay, I have two questions. But my first one is, over the last 8 months, my boobs have gone from a C cup to a D cup, and they're still getting larger.
Right.
Okay.
As we speak.
That happens.
I have no idea, what to do. I mean, I'm, happy with the size they are now, or happy with the size that they were 8 months ago, and I really want them to stop.
You're afraid they're just going to keep going?
Don't stop.
Have you put on any weight?
None at all. Actually, I, lost weight.
Well, I got to go masturbate then. Hold the phone. Hold down. Right, hold down the hemp cord.
Go handle your business.
You actually lost weight and your boobs gained weight?
Yeah.
You sure you're not pregnant?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay. All right. Well, what are your dimensions? Just because it's going to help me during the next commercial break. Yeah.
I don't know my exact dimensions.
Well, how tall are you?
5'7".
5'7". How much do you weigh?
107.
107? No.
With D's?
Yeah.
No.
For damn. Dynamite. Delicious.
5'7 and 107 is very skinny. That's too skinny.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm not that skinny. I'm very athletic, so I have a lot of muscle.
You're just guessing? 107, by the way, is a random number to guess if you don't know what your weight is. Yeah. You just say about 110.
When was the last time you weighed yourself?
But that was before your breast grew. You're probably 112 now.
2 months ago.
Wow. That's a nice combination you got going there.
Thank you.
All right. Well, there's nothing
to worry about. I mean, the worst case scenario, you'll be top heavy and you can never walk down a hill, but other than that, I don't see what is the drawbacks to having nice, big, juicy breasts and you're 18.
This is like a guy calling up going, my penis keeps getting bigger, but the cleft in my chin gets deeper, too, and I get a little narrower around the hips. So what do? I'm starting to get this vein in, you know, where my bicep is. Is that okay?
No, I think that's a good... The only thing would probably be a problem, and that's because I'm an expert on breast, is that if they go to, like, double and triple E, your back could start hurting
right.
a little bit. Could start getting a little... Right, Doc?
And that's when you think about reductions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're not worrying about that at 18.
Well, she had two questions, though.
What's the second one?
Well, it's just, she was counting her left and right breasts,
and again,
too.
It's so interesting how women, when they have discomfort with their breasts, it's boobs.
Yeah, bubes.
Yeah, boobs.
That's what they said is bubes.
Why don't they ever say
B-U-B-E-S?
I see titties.
Yeah, I like titties, but it seems more
you can't
juicy.
Say that on radio.
I said bitties.
Yeah.
I said...
No, not... Bop.
Okay.
Not
bop. Right.
Chocolate thunders.
What's going on, Michelle? What's your second question?
Okay, well, my boyfriend's kind of getting mad at me because I have, like, an affection problem. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't get too close to a person. Like,
mm-mm.
I'll, like, withdraw from them for a period of time.
What do you think that's all about?
I don't know. I mean, I love him and everything, but, like, after being with him for a certain amount of time, I kind of just want to, like, curl up in a corner and be alone.
No, mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily a bad thing.
It's a little weird for 18-year-old chicks.
Well, how long are you with him before you get this feeling you want to be by yourself?
It could be as long as, like, a day, or it could be as short as, like, an hour.
All right. Where's your dad? Is he around?
Mm-hmm. Well... My stepdad is who adopted me when I was 2, so that's pretty much
it. So your real dad you never knew?
I met him when I was 8, but...
Okay. There's a little abandonment issues there, but a new guy stepped in and did a good job.
Yeah.
It's still kind of hard to get past that, hey, my biological dad never wanted to be around thing. So it's probably something attached to that. You're 18. Don't freak out. You got them big boobs. All right?
The boobs are going to they're gonna be your salvation.
You can fight it, too. I mean, not the bubes, but the attitude. If you feel yourself doing this, don't do it.
Don't touch me. I'll kill you.
Right.
Or sort of plan for it, even. You know that you need a certain amount of time alone and sort of schedule that, you know?
Yeah.
Don't spend too much time with them and not being by yourself a while.
Yeah. By the way, Benji from Good Charlotte is going to come in here for the 12 o'clock hour or the 11 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Bill's going to hang in for the first hour,
right.
And then we go into the Benji bullpen.
A
lot of you may be thinking, well, wasn't Good Charlotte on this show on, Tuesday or Monday?
Yeah, and they were. And
the answer is yes.
And as they left, Adam said, come back anytime. And Benji said, I'll be back tomorrow night. And
I know. I was just kidding, but...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And so he's back tomorrow night.
He's back.
He pushed me back last night, but we pushed him off one more night till tonight. So.
Yeah. Well, no, we have great love for Benji and Good Charlotte. It's just... he's only in town for a couple of days and then go off and do all the shows and then go to Europe and everything.
Whoa.
So we thought, bring him in.
Yeah.
Strike while the iron is hot, Drew. Mm.
Way to go, B!
Leo?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah, guys. Hey, I want to say thanks for taking my call. Bill, you're a riot, and I'm also a fan of the Tickle Bitties. Adam, you just, you're a riot, man. You crack me up every night I listen to the show, and... And Drew, you're his wayward counterpart there that really fills in the gaps for guys like me.
Yes, right.
Questions. But anyways, I'll just do it. I guess.
Well, you know it's always funny, Drew, how we get annoyed about halfway into a compliment.
Can't take it. Just can't take a good compliment.
Can take a very short one.
Y'all want the real quick one. You're great. All right, now what's the question?
Right.
You know we don't like when
he's
the
just
compliment
giving you
includes,
love. Man.
We don't like when the compliment includes explaining who we are and what we do.
Right.
We had too much of that on the
road.
He's
like, look, you're really funny. You just do a little something. You know?
Whenever we used to go on the road, then always someone would run up to us and go, you know what I like about you guys? This dude, he's a funny man. He says, like, why? He says whatever's on his mind, making fun of all the kids. And this dude, he's like the doctor guy. He's like giving out the medical advice. It's like,
that's the thing.
That's what we're doing. All right, Leo, but I know that ain't you.
Yeah, you got that right. All right, anyways. Well, I got one of these problems that you'd probably never hear come from a guy, but it's starting to get a little out of a hand here. I have a problem to where I can have sex for hours on end and completely never have an orgasm. And the longest I've been able to go is 6 hours with not any kind of, you know, medication, any kind of drug, anything like that. And the reason this is really becoming a problem is because the women that I engage in sexual acts with, they're starting to think that it's, you know, them that they're not into. And I mean, I'll eventually, you know, I'll have an orgasm every now and then, but it's like I can go for hours and hours. And
are you on?
Are
you on medication?
No.
No, not at all.
And you're not interested in having one when you go on like this?
I'm sorry?
You're not interested in having one many times? Is that what you're saying?
Oh no, I'm interested. I mean, yeah. I would love to, you know. And as a matter of fact, when I'm done with the act, I usually have to go and, you know, try to finish myself off or something like that. And see, I don't know. I mean, I'm very athletic. I'm very active. You know, in weight training and so on and so forth. But like I said, the only thing I really take as far as like supplements or anything would be like creatine or protein shakes. And I figured, hell, with protein shakes, I should have no problem. You know, but you know.
All right, Leo, hold on a second. Let's have a talk about Leo. First thing I noticed about Leo is a little manic.
Mm-hmm. But those are usually the guys that go off too fast.
Right.
That's true, but he's up in his head a little too much.
Yeah, I think he's zoning himself out, though, because I think he wants to really show him he's the man. I think it's some real ego stuff going on with that.
Yeah, but you've usually made your point by hour five.
Yeah, I mean, I'm figuring by the fifth hour, you're still pounding the booty like that. Yeah. It is really raw.
And I noticed, women usually...
It's a little rough at that point.
They experience a little discomfort by, let's say, hour three and a half, hour four.
It's starting to smell like hot bacon.
Yeah. it's like an Indian trying to start a fire with a stick. There's a little smoke coming
little
from that
smoke.
Area.
You're killing it, Leo. You are absolutely the Terminator.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Leo. I got some advice.
I have a question.
And some questions. What do you got, Drew?
I just wonder if this is part of what we call somatic dissociation. Is it people that were sort of physically traumatized growing up, they can disconnect from their body a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you at all, Leo?
No, I never really had any kind of really traumatic issues. I mean, I was pretty much raised by my mom, my sister. My dad was pretty much gone out of the picture before I even had a chance to really recognize anything.
And do you know anything about how he dealt with you or treated you?
He's got a kind of a criminal background, you know, from what, you know, my mom's told me.
Is there any chance he was sort of rough with you as a young infant?
Oh, no, not anything violent towards myself. He was more violent towards my sister and my mom.
You're helping Drew make his point with the criminal dad who was violent toward both the other family members.
Yeah.
Sure.
But be that as it may, maybe he was a little violent with you and he's gone now. Let me ask you some relevant questions.
Sure.
How often do you masturbate?
About 2 to 3 times a week.
All right. And are you in a certain position when you do this, or are you flexible?
Usually in front of the TV.
In front of the TV.
Is there a specific position?
Just sitting on the couch, you know, watching my favorite flick, if you know what I mean.
Right.
But is that the only position?
Yeah, well, that's his position. All right. So you're sitting up and you're on the sofa.
Right.
And then when you have sex, a lot of time you're in a totally inverted position from where you're masturbating. Right. You're all of a sudden you're on your hands. You're in a push-up position.
Right.
And what happens with guys is you get used to being on your back with your legs stretched out or sitting up on the sofa or on the toilet or something. Next thing you know, you're down in a push-up position, and your balls are all spun around. They can't tell heads from tails. It's the twilight zone for your scrotum sack.
So
they don't know what's going
on.
Your balls are disoriented.
Right.
This happens once in a while in diving when they go down too deep. They don't know what way's up. It's an avalanche.
An avalanche
comes over. You don't know which way to start digging.
Right.
You get disoriented. Your balls don't know which way to dig.
Right. I don't want to cut you off there, but it's like I even have tried like multiple positions, and to me that, you know, I try. I don't want to just. I'm not in it. I've only been with like 17 women.
Are you nervous when you're with them?
17.
I'm sorry.
Bad. Are you nervous when you're with them?
Not really nervous, but when I start to get nervous is when you know you're right, when it's like, you know, the first or the second hour and they've already had an orgasm, they want me to get over with.
All right. What about oral sex? Does that work on you?
The best oral sex I ever had took 45 minutes.
All right. So
damn,
Leo,
he's killing chicks.
Because I'm more like, hey, you want a blowjob? You got to start beating off standing up in the shower. You got to get down on your knees and beat off. You got to spin in a circle and beat off.
You got to beat off a little more often, huh?
You got to beat off more often.
Maybe less often, let it say.
No. I say you beat off once a day, and you pick a new position for yourself each time. And if you can get your penis conditioned to having an orgasm while you're standing up in the shower or down on your knees or flat on your back, it's going to help when you're with a woman.
All right.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
Bill understands.
I understand what he's saying.
Bill Bellamy here tonight. Going to be at the Irvine Meadows this weekend, starting tomorrow. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bill Bellamy is our guest tonight.
Yeah.
Always good to see Bill.
Man, you guys are the bomb, man. I like how you help Leo out there, man. Leo's out there just pounding chicks down 4 or 5 hours, 2 hours.
I mean, we segued from that into a huge discussion about strokes.
Yeah.
No, the reason when we were on commercial, we were talking about Luther Vandross, and this guy, incredible singer, been around for quite some time, had a massive stroke, and I didn't even understand what it means. And I was talking about it with some friends today. It was like, what a stroke entails. It's kind of crazy because it like numbs like one side of your body.
No, your brain is gone. Big chunks of your brain exist.
It'll attack one side of your body because one side of your brain works one side of your body,
right.
And the other side works the other side.
And the blood supply is to one side versus the other. And the blood supply gets cut off to one side, so one side of your body.
So if the left side of your brain
gets
has a stroke, then the right side gets paralyzed of the mouth. I mean, it pretty much splits your body down
in
the
half,
middle, right?
Half, yeah.
Isn't that
but
crazy?
Think about left side, though, is that's where your speech centers are. So you lose the capacity to produce or understand speech.
Wow. And what would the right side do?
Right side is
more
corporeal. No, motors on both sides. But the right side is more emotional, corporeal, sort of visual, spatial kinds of interaction.
So how is it that certain people have, like, minor strokes and they're able to rehab?
Because it's small vessels. If you hit the middle cerebral artery, which is what most strokes are, which I think what Luther had, that's a big piece of brain. It's gone. If you have a tiny little stroke, you can rehab and stuff. You can be way out in the periphery, just the motor cortex or something. You just have a motor thing. You work on that.
So,
but you hit the frontal lobe, your personality is gone. You hit the speech center, your communication is gone.
So true.
So, it's gone, period.
When did
gone.
Drew,
no rehab for that.
When did your frontal lobe get hit?
aluminum bat in eighth grade.
It's the prefrontal cortical problem.
You lost your personality about the eighth grade.
Oh, yeah, I had a personality infarct. Yes, I did.
Infarct.
Yeah.
Infarct.
That's always funny. He said fart, Bill.
Infarct.
I can't believe he said fart.
Said fart.
Oh, man, I know he's going to pray about that tonight.
F-A-R-C-T.
All right, but listen, so if you can have a stroke the same way you can have a heart attack.
It is the same. There's thought of changing the name of stroke to brain attack because it's the same process. It just kills off brain tissue instead of heart tissue.
Meaning you eat too much cholesterol and those arteries and veins get clogged up.
Right. High blood pressure, cigarettes.
Instead of having a heart attack, you have a brain attack.
Exactly. Now, there's other ways to get brain attacks where little pieces of artery and things can break loose and migrate to your head.
Uh-huh.
So the head's even more vulnerable.
I'm going
to
go home, get stoned, and think about those little pieces going
Adam, skip right over the rasta, the spleef, and get some mushrooms going to think about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go
wearing
home.
Press-on
I'm
nails.
I'm going to eat some mushrooms, and I'm going to think about these little pieces making their way up. But they're going to be little Pac-Men.
Yeah,
and they're going to be crawling up my spine, trying to get to my brain. All right. Hey, well, good times. Ryan?
Yeah, hey.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
A quick compliment. I'll make it short. Yeah, you guys are all cool. How's that?
That's
thank
a good one.
Thanks,
that's
man.
I appreciate it.
Whatever.
basically... I had a question about, I don't know what the technical term is for it, but girls when they queef.
That's a technical term, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's technical, all right. I actually had sex with a girl a little while ago, like about a month ago when she was on her period and she queefed. And it came as a shock to me. I never actually had that happen to me when I've had sex with a girl before. And
Did you react?
Did I react?
Yeah.
I tried not to. I don't know. I thought it could have been me at first, but...
Yeah. All right.
Your penis?
Well, what's the question?
Is that normal? I mean, do a lot of girls do that?
Yes, that is normal. A lot of girls... Yes.
What is this? What are we talking
about? Air coming out of the vagina.
Oh, man. That means you're doing your thing, player.
Yeah.
What are you concerned about? That's a good...
Yep.
That means she's super excited, and you're doing the ding. He's doing it right.
That's her vagina complimenting your penis.
I thought he was talking about squirting.
In Germany.
Squirt situation.
No.
Have you run across that, Doc?
Drew, I don't even know what you're saying.
Well, you burp in Germany. It's a compliment to the meat.
It's Japan.
Doc, I got a good one for you. What about squirters, women that squirt when they have orgasms?
Yes, there's such a thing.
Yeah, what do they call that? Juicy.
Female ejaculation.
Yeah. Or
female ejaculation.
Or female orgasmic incontinence.
I like yours better.
It can be wee-wee. It can be wee-wee.
Not wee-wee.
It can be wee-wee.
It can be wee-wee.
This is a traumatic experience wee-wee. For Bilby on this show, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I mean, you guys
stroke
like,
freaked him out. The continents bumming you out.
And then what was the other thing? The
queef?
Queef. Why do you call it queef?
I don't know why, but that is the official name. It's always been the official name.
It sounds
name.
Bad when you say, man, this girl queefed on me.
Well, along with the Hobo Power Initiative, we could have a new renaming of something that's really never had an official name.
Well, Bill, what would you like to call it? And people call it a pee fart, you
a
know,
pee-fart.
Too, but that's not real pleasant either.
I would like to say that it was talking to me.
Right.
It was talking to me last night. You know, I was making love to this lady, and it was talking to me.
Wait a minute. It's chiming in.
It was saying, thank you very much.
All right. Bill Bellamy, everybody. He's just hanging out for the first hour, and Benji from Good Charlotte's coming in here for the second hour to mop up the mess Bill left.
after he was being spoken to.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal, everybody. Bill is going to be at the Irvine Improv all weekend, and that weekend starts Thursday and ends Sunday. So Irvine Meadows, go see our friend Bill Bellamy. Not Meadows, Irvine Improv. Go see our good friend Bill Bellamy out there. Bill, great to see you again.
Thank you, man. Can I call up sometime if I got a problem?
Yeah. Anytime.
You'll help me out?
Absolutely.
All right,
we'll be back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bill Bellamy has left the building, and now replacing Bill is Benji from Good Charlotte. And Good Charlotte was in here on Monday.
Thank you.
And Benji.
Way to go, B!
Benji had a couple days in town, so he thought he'd hang out. And,
yeah, I got to say, guys, if I lived here, I would do this every week.
Well, thank you. We would,
this
too.
This is one of the highlights of my career. I love this show.
Well, Benji listened to the show back in high school and possibly beyond.
Yes.
And now he's here living the dream.
Living the dream, kids. It's possible.
His dream is Drew's nightmare, everybody. Benji's going to be, now let's see, Benji's going to be Live 105, right?
Right.
And 91X, and then Weenie Roast.
The Weenie
also.
Roast.
So got a full.
But you know, you guys don't have to plug anything for the rest of the show. How about that?
God bless
we'll
you.
We'll just be here hanging out.
Good Charlotte. www.goodcharlotte.com. All right, let's get to the phones and have a good time. And by the way, the new guys from Dumb and Dumberer are going to be in here tomorrow night. The two new actors, right? Yeah. They look okay.
Was Jim Carrey in that one, too?
He was in the first one.
He wasn't in the new one?
I think he weren't they on briefly in it? No.
I didn't make a cameo or anything.
That's disappointing.
Him and Jeff Daniels. Yeah, the first one was kind of a surprise hit. Maybe this one will be, too.
A reluctant hit, if you will.
We'll talk to them tomorrow night. Benji's feeling good.
Yeah.
Staying in a nice hotel. He's driving a convertible Mercedes around. He got a new tat.
Nice.
He's hanging out by
car.
The pool.
That's right. Life is good. He's
living the
it's
life.
It's like a vacation these last couple days.
Mm. Well, you know what's nice? It's nice. You can relax when you know you got a bunch of stuff ahead of you. Mm. I mean, you know you're going to make some money. You know your band's going to Europe.
Yep.
You got plenty of stuff to do, so you can take the next few days
next
and
few
not
days,
do anything.
Enjoying it. The guys in Rancid played me the new record.
How's that sound?
Awesome.
When's that
my
coming
favorite
out?
Band? I think it's coming out in June or July. I'm not sure, but it's a best Rancid record ever. So.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Guys, in a little while.
Yeah. We haven't seen the Rancid guys in a little while, but the Transplant guys were in here last night, which is part of the Rancid guys. Oh, yeah, Drew.
Yeah.
Ruthie?
Hello.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was over at my friend's house, and we were helping her move, and it was early in the morning, and she had just left. And it was me and my boyfriend's sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
They were off on, like, a family vacation, and we were seeing my best friend off. She's moving to California. And I was really sad, and I'd been crying because she had left. And our whole group is really touchy-feely. Like, we're always hugging, we're always snuggling, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, we were in her bed. It was me and the other guy. And
the sister's boyfriend.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. You were in bed with who?
The sister's boyfriend.
Your boyfriend's sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
We were just, like, laying down on top of the blankets.
Right.
Snuggling, kind of. And, you know, just being there for each other. And
yeah.
And
you were being there for him, and he was
there for me, mostly. And, like, we weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
We were just snuggling.
Then what?
And he had been having trouble with his girlfriend and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was, like, rubbing my back, and then he's like, you know, I'm not making you feel uncomfortable, am I? And I'm like, no, I'm fine, you know.
You should have been uncomfortable at that point.
Yeah.
Well,
hold on a second. It's always weird. I've tried this before, too, as a guy, when you're trying to comfort, but you're trying to do some finger banging, too, and you're like, you're thinking, like, you're going, oh, baby, no, it's going to be okay. No, let it all out. And you're thinking, how do I transition from rubbing the back?
I know that kids won't believe this, but when you're 16, you're not really trying to console anyone that much. You know?
No.
A 6-year-old male.
When you're a 16-year-old guy, you're not like, you know, I mean.
23-year-old male.
There are caring 16-year-olds out there, but, like, you know.
How about 23-year-old male?
No.
No.
No, you're legion. 26-year-old male? You're consoling your penis. Is who
yeah.
You're Ruthie, how old is this guy?
He's 18.
18, all right.
Definitely
so,
worse.
Yeah, it's worse than 16.
You're laying in bed, he's consoling you, and then what happens?
Well, then, like, he started rubbing my leg, and then, like...
Love guys. Yeah, I miss
you
her, too.
You weren't feeling uncomfortable?
No, because we're all like that. We were all snuggle, and we all, like...
Sure,
me and my brothers are like that, too, right?
Sure.
Like, at her house, at my friend's house, we're all... like, really open, like, we change in front of
everybody. Ruthie, look, you've got to learn something called boundaries. You have to.
Well, this what did the guy do? I want to know what he did.
So, long story short, what happened?
Okay, so, like, I was wearing these sleep pants, and because it was really early in the morning, and he, like, started pulling down, and I was like, oh, my gosh, okay, I'm uncomfortable now. And I said that, and he was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, well, don't worry about it, you know. He's like, listen, I've just been really upset about my girlfriend.
He was backtracking at that point.
Right. Really well, at least he stopped.
He's really upset about his girlfriend moving out?
No. She's not moving out. It's one of our friends.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Okay. Your friend's moving out.
He basically tried to put the moves on you and you stopped him, which was good.
So now what?
So, I know he's not, like, interested in me, and I'm not interested in him. We've both been with our... boyfriend and girlfriend for, like, more than a year.
Your connection is bad. That's why it's frustrating. But look, who cares then? He's not interested in you. You're not interested in him. Fine.
Well, he is interested in you.
Well, he's interested in whoever's lying next to him.
Yeah, but he is interested in her. What?
Well, I mean, I kind of want to confront him on it and say, you know, I kind of want to talk to him about it and make sure he's okay with the whole thing.
No,
Ruthie.
No, you don't.
Look,
do you have any interest in him at all?
No.
All right, then don't cause trouble.
Okay.
He made a move. You shot him down. Now you do the dignified thing, which is pretend it never happened.
Okay.
All right.
But don't be alone with this guy, and learn not to be alone with somebody that you don't really know.
I love the backtrack, the backpedal move, too, which is like, oh, yeah, I'm really feeling bummed out. Yeah, I want to console you. And then next thing you know, he tries to finger bang, and then it's like, oh, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I don't know. I'm so upset. You know, this is the way I cope. A lot of people go to church. Other people rub rosary beads or read a Bible or sit alone. I like to finger bang when I'm feeling upset.
Well, I mean, he may
upset.
Have misread the cues. And stuff. You know what I mean?
He's just moving ahead.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm not sure what Ruthie had a screwed up little girl voice, which is trouble. And I sort of got the feeling that she liked the attention.
I just get immature.
Yeah, and weird chaos, too. And listen, girls, when you do that... Whoa, we get undressed in front of each other, and everyone's cool, and we're like family.
No. Guys
are all just really comfortable with each other, man.
Men are like lion waiting in the brush. That's what they're doing. They're watching the zebra there and the elk go by. If they slow down and show themselves,
the predator.
They could be a pounce. That's it.
That's right. Paul?
Hello?
You're 15?
Bogus.
He's not the guy.
Hello?
Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, no, I'm 26.
You're 26?
Yes.
All right.
That's only 11 years off of what I said you were?
Not bad.
What's up?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, my friends threw me a bachelor party.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
getting married.
And, yeah, well, I've been with her for like 7 years.
Okay.
We used to be married.
Used to
anyway,
be?
Anyway.
What?
We were married and got divorced, and now we're getting back together again.
All right. So your friends threw
you... By 26?
Threw you a bachelor party.
Yeah.
All right.
What happened?
So they got like two strippers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing like their stripper show.
Killed one of them.
Huh?
You accidentally killed one of them?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Wrong.
So they were doing a little stripper show.
Uh-huh.
And they were like rubbing like oil on themselves, and then they started rubbing oil on the guys.
Yeah.
And
tell me more.
What's that?
Just keep going, Paul. Go.
Okay. Well, when they were rubbing oil on this one friend of mine that... I started getting kind of turned on, so that kind of worried me. As in the future of America.
Why did you break up with your wife in the first place?
Just problems. Like, I was in the Army and just got deployed a lot. So.
Got deployed somewhere far away?
And she knew you were in the Army when she married you?
Oh, good. He dropped off. Someone wrong with his phone line. Paul had a weird...
I don't know what to make of all that.
He had a sort of a bogus...
He was basically saying, like, he had a thought about a guy.
Well, there's definitely a bogus quality to it.
Yes.
However, it was weird enough that we needed more information.
All right. Now, what if you're getting married and you get a boner over a stripper rubbing oil on one of your buddies?
The stripper is what his focus might have been on, right?
Yeah, but he wouldn't have called if that was it. I mean, we could all watch a porn movie and kind of ignore
guys
that make
porn,
us gay. Yeah.
You know, not that, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
So what if that's happening?
Yeah.
Well, and he's got some weird chaos in the relationships. He might be gay. Maybe he's just coming to terms with that. He's right about an age when that kind of thing could emerge.
All right, Paul, you're gay.
Thank you.
Ganja?
No, I'm not. Well, look, I'm not calling anyone Ganja. What's your real name?
It's Gunga.
Oh, Gunga.
Gunga.
All right, Gunga, I'll call you that.
Okay. I just want to talk to Benji.
Here he is.
Okay. Oh. Hi, Benji.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, gosh. Nervous. Okay. I saw you in San Diego last Friday.
Okay.
It was cool. A really good show. I also saw you on the Warped Tour when you came to, like, Tulare, a small town near Fresno last
All right.
year. Yeah. Got
and
to
you're,
see you.
You have a sex question for me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to ask you, well, first I want to ask you, like, what you like to do in your spare time, and also if you have a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend, and in my spare time, I like to go on Loveline.
And he likes to get tattoos and hang out by the pool.
Yeah. That's and cool. watch my buddies get hot oil rubbed on them. That was a joke, Gunga.
Yeah, well, it's a decent question, which is all your spare time, like... If you're not making music and you're not in the studio and you're not on tour, do you just want to do nothing?
Sometimes. I mean, we're a band that tours a lot. Like, we spent the last 3 years, 11 months a year on the road. So, and the 1 month that we weren't on the road wasn't like a solid month. It was like a week here.
Right.
4 days here, 3 days here. So, when you have, sometimes you just do nothing, absolutely. And then sometimes, you know, you... Do music.
It's but you don't have any hobbies.
I like to ride dirt bikes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's
cool. Hey, Benji?
Yeah?
Can I ask you, are you kind of shy?
I am, sometimes.
Because I notice on stage, like, your brother Joel, he's always, like, jumping around, looking at every corner of the stage. You just kind of stay in one spot. Don't look at anybody.
Some people would call that lazy.
Yeah, he's not shy.
But I like to call it shy.
Way to go, B!
No, I don't know. Joel's actually more shy when we're out like and about, you know, in public. Joel's like he likes his life to be very private. I don't really care, you know. So I'm shy sometimes. It all depends on my mood.
Hey, are you gonna see him at 91X?
When are they coming out? When?
Like
Sunday.
2 days or something. Yeah.
You're
3 days.
Be there at the
A little surprise.
Oh, man, no. I'm
Oops,
definitely
Adam.
Going now. I didn't know. Oh, my
surprise.
God.
No, actually, we're not going to be there.
Sorry.
Oh, you jerk. Oh,
no, we're not going to be there.
I think I thought you're confusing the transplant schedule with the schedule.
Oh, am I
schedule.
Screwing up the transplants?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll be there, guest rapper on the transplants, though.
I was curious about that, but I was looking at Ann, and she was going, Live 105, and then the 91X. But that's a transplant.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
There you go.
Good Charlotte is going to be at the
Weenie
Roast.
Roast and Live 105.
Oh, and Live 105.
Yeah.
And 91X?
No.
But if they are,
I just
it'll
didn't
be
feel
a surprise.
Like, I didn't feel like stopping you on that one. I just
want
to let it roll.
Sorry, Ganga.
Right, thank you so much. See? Benji, I have a huge crush on you. I love you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Good times, baby doll.
Use condoms.
Yeah. All right.
So, that's like the right thing to say, right?
Yeah.
You know, anytime, at any, I'm listening to Loveline, I've realized that at any point in the show, you know, if you don't really know what to say,
use condoms.
You just say use condoms.
No, don't get pregnant. Use condoms.
Yeah, it's appropriate.
Those are the
kind of, you know.
Fallback.
Do you know that they card for condoms in some states?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
And what is this? It's 16 or 18?
I'm not sure. I don't really know, but I think it's 18.
Because is there?
But isn't that like defeating the purpose?
Yes.
It would seem. It would seem. Like it would be to bust a
but it's an improvement over how it was when we were young, which was they were behind the they were with the medication up where the pharmacist was,
and you had to go, I need some of those.
Oh, you'd say, Mr. Smith, he'd have to come down and talk to you. I need to speak to the pharmacist, please.
Well, Drew would have to go to Koreatown to buy his, because his father is a doctor. And his father knew all the pharmacists. So if he went any place in town, it'd be like, yeah, the Pinsky boy came in here and bought a truckload of condoms. So he'd have to head, where would you go down? To Chinatown?
Sure.
And they, you know, all us round eyes look alike to them. They wouldn't know any difference. But you'd have to go back to the back and talk to the guy and have to go fish him out, right?
Oh, yeah. You'd line up with the blue hairs.
Yeah. I had to make my own condoms when I was in high school.
Really? What'd you make out of? Catgut?
No, I would use sometimes cat gut, other times
water balloons,
Crown Royal sacks, whatever I had.
You ever seen a water balloon?
Sereta?
Doesn't work. What are you doing with all those condoms?
It was the right size for
your shelter friend?
No, I'm a whore.
That's what it would sound like.
Sereta?
Oh, yeah.
She's up.
Is that her name?
Sereta?
Sereta.
Sereta.
Okay.
Sereta.
Yeah.
Two interesting names in a row. Lunga and Sereta.
What's up, Sereta?
Like, I don't get a lot of sleep, and I, like, at least sleep, like, 3 or 4 hours, but when I wake up, I get, like, bruises, like, either on my legs or, like, on my back, and I don't even know why.
How long has that been going on for?
Like, for 5 months, basically.
What do you mean? You wake up with bruises?
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how I get them. They're just there.
Have you been tested to be sure there's not, like, leukemia or something that causes?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So the first thing is to make sure there's not a medical problem.
All right.
And blood disorders of various types can cause spontaneous bruising. And that's a pretty easy thing to have evaluated. If that's all negative, there is something called the Gardner-Diamond syndrome or the painful bruise syndrome that I have not heard of, seen, or read about. Except one case I saw when I was in training. And it's this spontaneous bruising. They think people do it to themselves in their sleep. And they don't. It's usually a trauma thing. But
well, if you don't sleep well, maybe you're having disturbed sleep. Maybe you're rolling around and having nightmares and stuff. You think so?
Is your life stressful?
Like, what?
Is your life stressful?
I guess. Like, it can be. I try to avoid stress. But
what do you do? How, like,
what?
Do you go to school?
Like school and then work, but that's it.
Well, why do you think you only sleep 3 hours a night?
Well, I mean...
And hold on a second. People do that. They go like, oh, I only sleep 4 hours a night. But if you really break it down, like, you go to bed at 3 a.m. and get up at 6 a.m. every day. And I always think to myself, if, in fact, that's true, could you keep that up for a week or two before collapsing?
I definitely have gone through periods where I sleep 3 or 4 hours a night for months at a time.
Really?
Yeah, where like on
and no,
tour.
And no napping during the day or anything?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Straight up running on 3 or 4 hours of sleep. But then it catches up to you like every 2 weeks or something. You'll have like a couple days where you just feel miserable. And then, you know, you end up sleeping all day one day. And it's a horrible cycle. But
I couldn't imagine. I mean, I can pull it off a day or two, but I couldn't put it together for like a season.
I'll tell you guys a little secret about Joel. When he's got a lot of stress in his life, he sleepwalks.
Oh, really?
And talks in his sleep. And like when we graduated high school, we moved out and we just recently this year, we don't live together. We have separate places, but
right.
We always live together. We're always roommates.
Right.
And it freaks me out so much every time because he's like looking right at you and talking like nonsense, and you're just like.
And his eyes are wide open.
Yeah.
But they're extra wide open.
Or, like, he'll just go, yeah, and he'll just pick something up and carry it around and talk. It's weird. So maybe you're doing
I'm always trying to figure out why is it so disturbing to see somebody like that.
It's weird because they're not conscious, and it's like...
Because their body's animated, but their brain is, like,
and
dead.
And they're usually animated in a sort of a weird way. It's not a normal fluid body movement either.
Yeah, it is very disturbing to those of us who aren't sleepwalking when somebody does it. But let's and I wish these people would think more about our feelings.
Yeah, I agree.
Sarita?
Yeah.
So
you need a medical evaluation. It could be this Gardner-Diamond syndrome. And you know trauma history, huh? You weren't traumatized when you were a kid?
No.
All right.
So what is the reason you think you don't sleep well?
Well, like, I mean, I'm bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
are you on a medication?
No, I'm not. Like, my parents won't let me be on it.
Why won't your parents let you be on medication if you need it?
They just don't. They just think, well, medication's not necessary.
Are they religious?
Very.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What
religion is that?
Well, my dad's Episcopalian and my mom's Catholic.
Mm. Yeah.
So
in those religions, you're not allowed to use medication?
Well, no, not. They just don't think, oh, well, you're just a weird, depressing person, I guess. And they just think that, oh, well, you don't need it.
What that is parents, they don't want to deal with the fact that they have a child who has a problem because it makes them feel bad.
Yeah.
And that's why kids have problems, because parents don't let them
go through.
Develop and be a separate person.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, Sarita?
Yeah?
Do you ever, like, say to your dad, you're a Episcopalian? Episcopalian? You ever do that and then just keep
laughing?
Laugh
really loud at him.
And you keep hitting Episcopalian?
He'll let you
take medicines after that. You do that a few times.
Keep doing that. Just laugh like a hyena each time you hit Episcopalian.
Well, me and my dad really don't get along. Like, we are completely opposite. Like, I don't particularly like him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, he used to drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it wasn't like,
so you were traumatized.
I guess.
Did something happen to you during any of his tirades?
Well, like, both of my parents smoke pot, and, like, you know, my cousin moved in when I was in eighth grade, and she was like, oh, well, you want to try it? And I was like, okay. So, like, when I was a freshman, I started, you know, smoking all the time. And then my dad found out, and he got really upset. And I just said, well, I know you do it, and it's, so what's the difference? And he said, well, you're...
not Episcopalian.
Right.
And I was like, well, you're an adult and I'm a child. What's the difference? I was like, I get that, but, you know, you do it, and it's okay for you to do it, and it's not okay for me to do it, and it's illegal no matter what.
All right.
Sounds like there's deeper issues.
Yeah.
For every teenager.
They were very religious when they were smoking the weed and boozing, too?
Yeah.
All right. Good times.
Yes, Rasta.
And Drew is speaking of religion, as I predicted a few days ago. Things have smoothed over in the Middle East.
Yes, of course.
No problem there. No problem. They put together a good 6 days. Now everyone's blowing everyone up again. I'll tell you, I got a plan, you know, that's going to solve this whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
You know what it is. Move the Jews out to Baja. You know what I mean? They got a lot of land there.
It's a great piece of land, too. Looks just like Israel.
There's nothing going on between Ensenada and Cancun, by the way. It's just all...
Well, Cancun's on the mainland.
Oh, wait, Cancun? Oh, wait, Cabo.
Cabo, yeah.
Yeah. You go out to Cabo, you get to, you're nothing going on between Baja and Cabo. It's just about, you know, 1,500 miles of nothing,
and
right?
You know,
desert.
Look, and think about it. They brought the London Bridge to Arizona. They could bring Bethlehem over to Baja. Bethlehem, Baja. Yeah,
I got a couple of plans. First is, move the Jews in early Sunday morning, late Saturday night. Mexicans have been drinking. They've been drinking. They're hungover.
We'll never know.
They're hungover. They never know. They sleep in on Sunday. They got one tied on. You know what I mean? We move them in. I'm talking 4 or 5 in the morning on Sunday. That's when the Jews move in. So the Mexicans don't even know it. Plus, with the dark skin and the beards and stuff, a lot of them aren't going to know what's going on.
And the sideburns.
The payos. Yeah. Now, there's one potential trouble I was thinking about as far as headwear goes. Never have two cultures been further apart in size.
We have to make the black sombrero.
Yeah, but the problem is the yarmulke is the world's smallest hat, and sombrero is the world's biggest hat. So there's going to be problems there in terms of size, but I think we can get together on that. We move, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, see, Jerusalem is like, it's holy land because the soil.
Yeah, so bring it.
Soil.
Bring it over.
I'm saying, when you just bring the topsoil, right? Yeah, because yeah. if you tunnel,
possible.
You tunnel down several hundred feet, you're into the middle of the earth at a certain point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're into magma and all that kind of stuff. So I say you scrape up about the top 6 inches of Jerusalem. You drag it out to just past TJ, into the Baja there. You spread it out. The Jews set up. It's beautiful oceanfront property. They could use some attorneys over there, some captains of industry. They get the economy back up on the feet. They both have a love of horrible desserts, which is flan and halva. The halva is basically sand with honey in it, and the flan is basically just yogurt with honey dipped on top of it. They both hate desserts, and they both love the ocean and the desert.
It's kosher with me.
It's going to work. Or should they just hang out where they are now, surrounded by angry people that hate everybody and love to kill, and just have a few more hundred bus bombs go off before everyone's dead? You know what I mean? And I don't understand, by the way. I don't understand that people are like, we sent our kids to Jerusalem to study this summer. It's like, really? You're sending your kids out to Israel?
We sent them to
like,
have a near-death experience this summer.
Maybe not near.
Hey, how freaked out would you be if you're living in Israel and you're climbing on a bus or sitting at a cafe in a crowded part of town? And can you imagine being like some dentist couple from Encino? Like, yeah, we got a 19-year-old girl. We're sending her out to Israel for a couple of years to study abroad.
Yeah.
Really? How about you send her up the street to Temple Beth Shalom or something? Let her get her fill over there. All right. So anyway, this is never going to work. It's never going to work, everybody. And here's the reason why it's never going to work. Too many people wanting to go at it. They want to go at it over there. It's not the entire population. It's like 1%. But you take one out of every 100 people who want to blow something up, you got a bad scene.
Yeah, it's never going
to
work.
All right, move the Jews to Baja. Thank you very much. Now, I would say to move the Palestinians to Baja, but they're going to start fighting they're going to start blowing the Mexicans up. So the Jews will move over there, and Palestinians just hang out, and then they start blowing each other up eventually when they get bored. We'll take a quick break. Benji here from Good Charlotte. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. The Dumb and Dumber kids are going to be in here, the two stars, tomorrow night. Bill Bellamy has left the studio, and Benji from Good Charlotte has stepped in.
That's right. Not as tall as him.
No, but funnier, better looking, and blacker.
Yes, thank you.
Way to go, B!
Yeah.
I always envy being black because, you know, you don't have to remember. You don't even remember anyone's name, just the first initial. That's number one. Number two, I watch these black comedians like on Night at the Apollo and stuff. They just come out and they're like, where y'all from? And the guy's like, Philadelphia. Philly in the hizzy! Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow.
I think it's
easier. I
want
to do that.
Also, too, for them like to be funnier, like, white people are really easy to make fun of.
I know.
Most of us are pretty hokey, like, oh, be careful. You don't want to hurt yourself.
I know.
I mean, that's, you know.
I know. Thank God as white people, we have fat people. Because that's the only one we can make.
Because that's
fun
the only people we. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, as white people, we're like the black people's fat people. You ever think about that? That's heavy, man. Heavy. Drew.
All right.
You ready to rock? Heavy. Is that heavy? Or you're too busy playing with your laptop there. Leanne.
Yes.
You're 19.
I'm sorry. What?
Turn your whatever down, and talk to us.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man.
What's your problem?
I've been going out with my boyfriend for, like, 2 to 4 months, and he's not acting as interested as he used to, and I'm worried that he's just telling me to, you know, settle changes that he's wanting me to leave or something.
What's he want from you? More cider chocolate?
How long has he been going out?
Like, 2 to 4 months.
And he's losing interest.
Yeah.
Well, that happens.
You know, at least it's only been 2 to 4 months.
At least you haven't wasted 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, true, but we've already, like, exchanged I love yous and everything, and I don't want to run this time, so I don't know.
You don't want to run?
Yeah, like, every time.
I don't want to run.
So wait a second.
Well, you run when the guy's really available. Now if the guy's not available, you got to stay.
No, I mean, before I know I'm going to get hurt, I always run, and this time I actually want to stick it out, and I don't know.
Where are you from, hon?
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
How do you know? Give us an example of him losing interest in you.
Well, he's not saying he loves me all the time anymore like he used to. He's acting like he wants to spend more time with his friends than me. Yeah. And
maybe he's comfortable now.
Some of that is normal as the relationship sort of becomes more.
I mean, when you talk to him, does he like read a magazine and go, "That's great, good, good to hear"?
No, not really.
Ah, well, that'll be next month.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to hang out with him, teach him some of my tricks. So listen, Leanne, are you needy? I mean, here's what we're asking: is he just sliding into his comfort zone that we all get into in relationships, where we don't have to come running when the person walks through the front door?
Well, I understand that, but he's being more of a jerk now, too.
What's he doing?
Give us an example.
He's just basically ignoring me whenever we go out together or something, and he's spending time with his friends.
How old is he?
He's 20.
And when you tell him this, what does he say?
He says that he doesn't want to talk about it, and he just walks off.
I think you're going to have the talk. This thing isn't going right.
I mean, it sounds like your needs aren't being fulfilled there, Leanne. I think we need to think about us, okay?
Yeah.
You and Benji.
Little me time, okay?
All right. I can do that.
Listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal, everybody. If the person you're with is not treating you the way you think you need to be treated realistically, not in your fantasy world, but realistically, you can tell them. And then if they ignore it a couple times, then you can move on. All right. I agree with Drew, though. She wants to fight this one out because this guy's a little unavailable.
Right.
And she wants to scratch for it.
It also depends on how hot he is, okay?
But as soon as he becomes available, she'll be done.
Let's find out. Is he hot? Is he hot, this guy? Leanne?
Yes.
Is he a hot guy?
Yes, he is.
Oh, well, then you should give him a little more leeway.
Yeah. Beautiful people, they deserve...
Oh, because it's a natural right of someone that's beautiful.
Why bother being hot if you're not going to get a little something
exactly.
extra?
Exactly.
Numbers match.
What's he do for a living, this guy?
Does he work at Walmart?
His what?
Walmart.
No, he doesn't work at Walmart.
Where does he work?
He's an electrician.
He is. Is he in the union?
No, he's not.
Is he an apprentice?
No.
How old is he?
He's a full-blown electrician?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 20.
He's 20. Was his dad an electrician?
Yes, he was.
He was. All right.
Did his dad call him Gordo?
No.
My electrician calls his son Gordo. It's great. Bad Mexican kid. Mexicans are great. They're like, "Hey, Gordo, give me the LB." And it's like, Gordo, doesn't that just mean fat in Mexican? Yeah. He's fat. That's what we call him.
Did you say, does that mean fat in Mexican?
I mean Spanish.
No, he said Mexican.
That's what I meant anyway. All right, listen, Leanne. So his dad was a Mexican. No, his dad was an electrician.
Yes.
So he worked with him, and he learned the skill early on.
You're not pregnant, are you?
No, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, thank heavens.
Okay. Are you cute?
Yes, I'm very cute.
Okay, then you don't need to put up with this.
Yeah. Have the talk with him. If he doesn't straighten up, kick him in the curb.
It could just be over.
All right.
But you have to have the guts to have a little chat with him.
All right.
Right. All right.
I think we took care of her.
We got a question for Benji. Bronwyn? What the hell's with these names tonight?
Bronwyn. Can't get a normal name.
Bronwyn.
Yeah.
That's a nice name, though.
Yeah. You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had a question for Benji.
It's not going to be embarrassing, is it?
Huh?
It's not going to be embarrassing, is it? We're on the radio.
No, it's not embarrassing.
All right.
My aunt and I, we went and saw you in San Diego last Friday. Like, I went and saw, like, all last four shows.
Okay.
Of you guys. And she was mostly wondering more than I was what My Bloody Valentine was supposed to be about and stuff.
Well, the lyrics to My Bloody Valentine were inspired by Edgar Allan Poe's story, The Telltale Heart.
Okay.
A little bit. But basically... It's a fictional song about like you like a girl so much and it's kind of demented, but you like a girl so much and she's got a boyfriend and you're sort of her best friend, sort of like the call a little while ago, you know, the consoling, like,
right.
You kill her boyfriend to be with her, and when she's crying over her boyfriend, she's crying on your shoulder and you're the one that killed him.
Gotcha.
And it's fictional, and my mother doesn't like that song very much, but it happens to be one of my favorites.
Yeah, well, that's what we kind of figured. She didn't know. She was like, I wonder if it's about that Valentine's Massacre thingy or whatever, and I was like, I don't know.
Sure. Same we Valentine's. Should start saying it's about that, though.
Do you know the Telltale Heart?
I know a good deal about it. I haven't really read it myself.
Yeah.
You should read it.
Guy kills some money, buries him under his floorboards, and
hearing the heart beating.
Yeah. I had another really quick question.
Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Go ahead.
No, I think it was Poe.
On Sunday's show, I took, three different rolls of pictures, and, none of them came out, and I was wondering if there was any way I'd be able to buy any from you guys or anything.
How about next time we play a show, just come take a picture. We always hang out, and you can come meet us.
Yeah. $49.95.
Don't buy one off eBay. Kids, that's all crap. Don't buy autographed stuff off eBay. It's all
fake. Okay, so if I go up to the guards and be like, hey, yeah, talked to Benji and stuff, and he said I could come backstage.
Look for us after the show. We always come out and sign autographs.
Usually where?
You'll see. Back by the barricades. So.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good times.
You guys are the best.
Yeah. Thanks. How do you take three rolls of film and screw them all up?
This film wasn't fast enough, and, I was, seriously, four rows back from the pit. I was, right there on you guys, and, the only pictures that I got that came out was when I was on stage with Newfound Glory.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it's not a bad way to take a picture.
I know. My camera sucks.
All right.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, baby doll. Good time.
See ya.
All right, Drew, what are we doing? Are we taking a break?
Sure.
Who are we going to talk to when we come back?
Brandon?
What about, what's Brandon's problem?
You're kicked in the nuts. By his girlfriend. They broke up.
Ooh, funny. What about Amanda over here?
Amanda.
Left for a bisexual chick?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend left?
13.
Sounds interesting. 13.
She's 13 She's and 13. Her boyfriend left for a bisexual?
Yeah.
Unless her boyfriend's troubling. 21, though.
Troublesome.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Charles over there. He's getting married.
Yeah.
Not as exciting.
Ex-girlfriend keeps
Let me
calling.
Just hear what Amanda sounds like. Amanda?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
Boyfriend left with a bisexual chick?
Yeah, I just found out that today, but I haven't confronted him about it yet.
All right. That's got a smart...
How old is he?
He's 13, too.
Oh, 13.
Okay.
How old is the bisexual?
So you guys are, playing house, right? And this is all... These are all things you've read about, right?
He lives kind of far, so, when my friend goes and visits him, she sees him, hanging all over her and stuff, and
How
do you know she's bisexual?
Yeah,
How do you know what a bisexual is?
At 13.
Yeah.
We asked her, she's like, yeah, I've got a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
All right, hold on a second.
We need to have a talk
these sassy
them.
Girls. They got to grow up so fast these days. These
I have kids. A cousin that's 13, and she better not know what a bisexual is.
Well, listen.
13, she knows.
Yeah.
I didn't even know, and maybe I'm just a late bloomer, but I didn't know, how sex really worked until I was, 13.
Oh, I was 23 and I was going could I put my dingling in your foo-foo? I was scratching myself real fast, real long, and something came out of my dingling. It's all sticky. I'm 29. All right, we'll take a little break. Benji's here from Good Charlotte. We'll be right back. Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Benji's here from Good Charlotte.
And you guys just missed Adam and Dr. Drew arguing over whether they knew a farmer or not.
I told Drew. Well, Benji's dad
you don't know a farmer.
Benji's dad was a butcher, and then he worked in the meatpacking industry.
Slaughterhouses.
Is that different?
Mostly
than
butcher
the meatpacking?
Though. Yeah, he was the guy that basically, cut the throat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like cows, pigs, whatever came through there?
Yeah.
That was his job?
Yeah.
Oh, he was the executioner.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. I remember, but when I, most of, that was when I was real young, but then when I was older, he, was a meat cutter, butcher, whatever, and he always smelled like blood.
Ooh.
But when I was little, I didn't realize it, but I just know, even after my dad took a shower, he smelled like blood. Hmm. So I would always... It's weird. One day, a couple of years ago, I was, in a grocery store near the meat department. And I,
right.
Was one of my friends. We were in there together, picked up a steak, and it was all bloody, and I smelled it, and I just had that reminiscing, smells can bring back,
absolutely.
The hobo power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, if people work at a donut shop, they don't want to eat donuts when they get home. Would your dad want to have a steak when he got home?
Yeah, yeah.
He would.
Real meat.
I like that. I like that.
Which I became vegetarian later on.
Oh, yeah, because...
I love animals.
You want to do the opposite of whatever your parents do. And Drew, so I was yelling at Drew that he knew no one in the meatpacking industry.
But you said the only thing we know is industry, entertainment industry people out here.
And aircraft.
Yeah.
And Drew said he knew some people over at Farmer John.
I do.
Who do you know over at Farmer John?
That own it, for one thing. And I had a girl that I knew when I was in medical school who worked there for a while. It's a meatpacking.
Local.
They make Dodger dogs and things like that.
Drew, you know the Farmer Johns?
Yeah.
Ooh, either of you guys vegetarian?
No.
No. I would be, but I can't. I can't help it.
Great food.
I crave, though, you know?
There's a restaurant called Native Foods.
And what do they got?
Right in Westwood.
Yeah.
Oh, the food is amazing. I implore you to.
What do you eat?
Notice I say implore. I never use that word unless I feel strongly.
Do you eat like eggs and cheese and that kind of stuff?
I was vegan for a while, and recently I started working out a little bit and stuff. So I started eating eggs again.
A little protein.
Yeah.
And then what's a normal dinner for you? You eat fish?
Occasionally. Occasionally, that's the only meat that I feel really okay eating with. But I was totally vegan for a while, to where I wouldn't even eat. I wasn't eating nothing, and I felt great about it. But, I started working out, and I was I wanted to,
How do you go on the road when you're?
It's really hard. It's really hard, but you can do it.
It's just.
I mean, I've got friends that are so. I mean, John Feldman from Goldfinger.
Yep.
He's a really good friend of mine, and he's so strict vegan. He never breaks it. And he goes on the road, and, he's amazing about it.
What do you got to do? You just got to bring a 30-pound sack of tofu with you
now,
if you go on the road?
No, what you do is you get guides. You can get guides. I mean, basically PETA.com.
Right.
They have any information you could ever need. They basically try to help facilitate everyone that wants to become vegetarian or vegan with anything they need. So, you can get guides of vegetarian restaurants and stores, so.
And do you do the meat substitutes, green burgers and
awesome.
Stuff?
That stuff is awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what does work okay. Those breakfast patties. But that's just because they have so much oil in them that you fry them up and you don't know what's
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Well, good times.
Yeah.
Amanda?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Uh-huh.
All right. So, anyway, we're talking to you about your boyfriend left you for a chick who's bisexual. Wow. And
but it's a guy you rarely see, this boyfriend?
I haven't dumped him yet. I'm dumping him tomorrow. I'm going to see him in.
How often
are you going to write him a note or are you going to do it in person?
I'm going to do it in person.
How often do you actually see him? Or had you been
seeing him?
Because
I'm taking the bus down there with all my friends. And
how often had you actually been seeing him?
I go every Friday.
And where's down there? You live in San Diego?
Yeah, I'm going to La Mesa.
La Mesa. How far away is that from where you are?
Well, I'm in Santee, so it's not that far.
All righty. So, anyway, he goes to a different school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't date a guy when you're 13 who goes to a different school.
Well, it's been working out until I found out that he was cheating on me with a lesbian.
Amanda, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Benji. You guys haven't been, fooling around or anything.
No.
No, so just because you know what a bisexual is doesn't mean that you're, sexually active or anything, right?
Oh, I'm nothing like that.
Oh, good, all good. Right. You scared me for a minute, girl.
Hey, go ahead and dump him then. Who cares?
Yeah,
you're not doing anything.
No, it's not even a boyfriend.
But this is, when you're 13 and a guy goes to a different school.
Hey, when you're 13, though, it's a real boyfriend, okay?
Mm.
When you're 13.
Yeah,
you
but if it were a boyfriend, but he sees her once a week and they sort of barely have a relationship.
Well, in their minds, that's what a relationship is.
Yeah, so it's a pretend, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's speak to Veronica, who's a virgin. Veronica?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're a virgin?
Yeah.
All righty, you sound like you're 12.
No, I'm 20.
All right.
So what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, no, it's just that
20's not, 20's not unheard of.
That's fine.
That's good. I respect that. I'd
like to find a nice vegan virgin for myself.
Named Veronica.
Named Veronica.
It's nothing like...
Are you vegan?
No.
Okay.
All right.
I used to be a vegetarian.
Vegetarian
Veronica.
Still got the vegan.
All right, so what's the problem?
Okay. Well, my boyfriend and I have been together 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a virgin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really scared that
slut.
I'm kind of, intimidated by it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a boyfriend before?
Yeah.
And was that guy a virgin?
I had a boyfriend for 2 years. But after we broke up, he wasn't a virgin anymore.
Ooh.
How far have you gone with a guy?
Everything but.
Everything but?
Yeah.
And you're intimidated because you might be having sex with this guy soon and you're scared?
No, or because
she's worried he's going to cheat. I was assaulted when I was 15, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Say that again? You had a sexual assault?
Yeah.
When you were 15.
What happened?
A guy, like, a stranger I didn't know. He fingered me and, like, with four fingers. And
four
I
fingers.
Was, like, really shaken after that. And
what was this, at a party or something? How did you do this?
No, I was in San Francisco on a vacation, and I was walking around by myself.
And he attacked you and did that?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't fight him off?
Yeah, I think I probably would have been raped, but...
Okay.
You just did this just out on the street?
I was in a store or whatever, and then he said he needed, like, help with something, and I was really naive and stupid, and I went out, and it was, like, in an alley type thing, which was a cliche, but...
All right. Well, the point is four fingers, by the way.
Mm. Sorry that happened.
Yeah, me too. And, so... You're worried that the guy you're with now is going to want sex?
Do you tell the guys you're with, like, about how you were assaulted?
Yeah, and he says that he's cool with it, but I just have a really hard time trusting guys.
So you're worried because he's not a virgin, he's going to cheat?
Maybe that, but not so much. I guess more just the fact that, like, he says that he's okay with it, but I don't know if he is or not. Like, I'm just kind of scared of trusting guys.
Being okay with the virgin part.
Well, he doesn't really have a choice, does he?
Yeah.
Just make him, I mean, I know you can't make him do anything, but he doesn't have a choice. That's you need to take your time. You need to be the way that you are.
And it's probably hard for a guy to be completely clear about that. He's okay with it now. And we'll see if he's okay with it as time goes along.
Guys are, the concept of the virgin is fine with guys. Yeah. It's just the concept of the virgin remaining a virgin for the 2 years she's with the guy is not fine with the guy. We don't mind the virgin part. I mean, guys are looking for a virgin. They just want to deflower the virgin at some point, and they don't want it to go on too long.
And that's what she needs to, you know, it's hard to say.
But Veronica, at age 20, sounded like she was 13, and there's parts missing to that story, and there's issues floating around Veronica.
Yeah.
She has issues in Veronica's
Good closet. Luck, Veronica.
All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Benji here from Good Charlotte. We'll be right back. Bill Bellamy for coming in here, and Benji from Good Charlotte. We've been peeling this kid like an onion, and there's many, many layers, many layers to the Ben man.
Guys, it's been great.
Always
go
good
B.
to see ya.
Thank you, Bill.
Be?
Thank you, Bill.
So, Benji, we will see you on Saturday.
Yes.
Yes.
And the Dumb and Dumber stars are going to be in here tomorrow night, so we'll talk to them again.
When I'm back in town, I'll be here every night.
Please. All and everyone go out and buy a Good Charlotte CD if you haven't already. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. What I got to do is I got to pick me up a kitten and bang your best friend.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.